Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
One. And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Chris Brown, getting set for Yellow Jacket baseball as they're just actually leaving this evening. This is a Wednesday when we're talking. They're heading off to take on St. Martin's as part of a four-game series. And, of course, this, for people who are looking at their schedules, they're probably going, what? If they're not used to the history here, of course, St. Martin's had to come down here early in the year because of weather. And so we kind of flipped those series around, didn't we?
Yeah, it looks like it'll work out. The weather there is supposed to be nice, and the weather here is supposed to take a turn for the worse here tomorrow. So it looks like we made the right decision about a month ago, and looks like we'll be able to get the games in Lacey this weekend.
Oh, boy, another nice weekend for you. Boy, Dealer Park treating you well. You win three or four games against against Central, and that was a very interesting series. You know, the first two games, you won – handily. You lost the third game and then come back and win the fourth game on a walk-off home run by Brian Dukart. But all in all, three of four, not bad.
Definitely, and that's, it goes back to what we talked about. We ideally, we want to split on the road at the least, and then when we're at home, we want to take at least three of four. And, you know, if you can do that from the start of the season to the end of the season, when it's all said and done, you'll give yourself a pretty good chance. And as disappointing as it was to only take three or four, you look at it in all reality, and for the year we were 6-2 against Central Washington, and they're a quality ball club. So for us to do that, that was pretty darn good.
Yeah, and the thing about it is offensively, I mean, even the game you lost, you score eight runs. I mean, I imagine if you score eight runs on average over the course of a year, you're going to have a pretty darn record. Offensively, again, this team is just something else.
Yeah, we've kind of hit our stride again of late, and we hit the ball really well. And, even that fourth game, and we only scored three runs, we hit the ball pretty well and just didn't get a couple balls to drop here and there that could have made a big difference. And game three, we put up eight runs, and I don't know, it was 14, 15 hits, something like that. And, you want to win those ball games, but you also know that there's going to be days like that, and we just couldn't shut them down on the mound. You know, guys weren't throwing bad. They're making good pitches, and their hitters put the ball in play and got a couple breaks. You know, they had some C&I ground balls and then obviously put a rally together there and stacked some hits upon back-to-back. But I was real proud of the way our guys responded. It's been real easy to kind of, fold the tents up and just kind of coast through that fourth game, and they didn't. They responded and got a win and took three of four. So that was a good character test for us, and it was a real good way to end the series.
I know that obviously baseball is a team game, but a team is made up of individuals, and individual performances can certainly make a difference. And boy, you had some great ones this weekend. I mean, Cole Pryor, two triples in one day. You don't get to see that very often, but then his batting average was just through the roof during the week. Jeff Ridgway just had an incredible four-game stretch. Nick Harris hits a couple of three-run four-baggers for you. I mean, like I said, I know it's an individual game, but when you look at individual performances like that, if they get some back, and you're obviously going to have some success.
Definitely, and that's, baseball, like you said, is a team sport, but the end result is usually a culmination of a bunch of individual efforts, and we were fortunate to have four or five guys go off offensively and a couple good pitching performances. And the one thing that nobody else has mentioned here that kind of gets overlooked, you look at what Andrew Hernandez did in that fourth game. He threw three runners out and picked three guys off and had six outs that were big, and three of those were with two outs. So he single-handedly ended a big potential rally for them, and kind of big play, big inning, and those things are ones that don't really show up in the stat book, but bottom line is he had a huge day defensively for us, and without him, who knows what happens in that fourth game.
We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show right after this.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings baseball team, coming off, in fact, out of their last eight games. They've won 6 of 8. Another series win for them last weekend against Central as they take 3 of 4, getting set to take on St. Martin's on the road. Got to ask you about Cole Pryor. Do you ever get together with his parents and say, you got any more coming along the way? Because the Pryors have obviously been pretty good to this program.
They have. Both him and Kyle have been significant contributors. And you know, above and beyond that, as far as, you know, they're good ball players, obviously. But they're good people, good students, and just good guys to have associated with the program. And I have given his parents, Steve and Marty, a little bit of a hard time and said, you know, hey, anytime you guys want to have more kids, just send them my way, because we'd be more than happy to take them.
You know, we often talk about what you do with a kid when he's struggling a little bit. What do you do with a kid like Pryor or Ridgeway when they're just playing great? I mean, you know, obviously you're a coach, but do you say a whole lot to him, or you just kind of just say, just keep doing what you're doing, because obviously there's not a whole lot of tinkering going on there.
Just kind of leave them alone and let them do their thing. And you know, especially with guys like that, that you know that they have the potential and they're achieving at a level that you know that they're capable of. And when things are going well, you just kind of, you know, leave them alone. And it's the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And both those guys have hit their stride here lately. And it's at a key time. We, you know, lost a couple guys offensively and needed other guys to step up. And they've done that and filled that void, which has been huge.
You know, I want to talk a little bit, and, you know, I apologize for this because obviously a very positive weekend, but let's just talk a little bit about the third game, because as I was watching it, I thought it was kind of interesting, and don't worry, I'm not going to put you in an uncomfortable situation here. We'll skirt around it, but there were obviously some things that didn't go your way during the game. A couple of calls, some highly charged moments during the ball game. After that, the wheels sort of came off a little bit. Was that just sort of an anomaly, just something that happens? Or is it difficult when you have those moments in a game to kind of refocus and get back on track?
It's a little bit of both, you know, that it's hard to stay focused when, you know, you're doing things right. And to their credit, you know, they hit a couple balls hard, but they had a lot of C&I ground balls and a couple Texas Leaguers and a Baltimore chop in there. And, you know, I think they had on that string of 10 hits, three of them were infield hits that, you know, pitcher made a great pitch, handcuffed the guy, and the ball rolls into the Bermuda Triangle, and nobody can make a play, and that's just frustrating. You just got to keep plugging along. And it was one of those things, too, where, you know, I did feel like, you know, we got up, we were up 4-0, then they put a 3-spot up, and then we put another 4-spot, and it was 8-3, and we kind of got a little too comfortable and complacent and kind of put it in neutral for a moment, and they made us pay for it, and you just can't do those things. And, you know, and we tell the guys it's never enough, and you know, you got to keep scoring runs and keep winning innings. And we kind of got a little complacent there, and that's what happened. They put a string together and ended up kicking us pretty good, and I think that was motivation, and it made our guys wake up, and they responded really well in game four, so I was real proud of that.
One thing I did like about it, though, is, to be honest with you, one thing that really drives me nuts is when you've got a lead and all of a sudden some pitchers come in and they start throwing a lot of balls. You didn't walk a lot of batters. I mean, they did earn them in terms of hits and things of that nature. So, I mean, I know that those relievers didn't exactly come down and sit down and say, oh, boy, that was a great performance. I'm sure they were frustrated. But at least, you know, they made the team beat you.
Definitely. And, you know, they made them put the ball in play. And you know, like I said, you know, all but two of those 8 hits were good pitches, and you know, 3 of them were infield hits, and the other 5 were C&I ground balls that just kind of found a hole. And you know, they did hit a couple balls hard, and to their credit, they did a heck of a job during that stretch of putting the ball in play with 2 strikes and hitting with 2 outs and extending the inning, and we just didn't shut them down, and that's what happens. You know, you got to, you know, utilize all 3 outs, and when you get to that second out defensively, you really got to buckle down and get the third one. And from a defensive standpoint, you know, you just got to keep plugging away, and the pitchers just got to keep throwing ground balls, and that's what they did. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for us, and it's just kind of the nature of the beast with baseball. There's days like that, and you know, for every one of those that happens to you, they even out over the course of the year, and you get a couple of those in your favor, and when it's all said and done, it usually is pretty even by all means. So we kind of take those in stride, and it is what it is, and we just wait for our turn the next time around.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is our conversation could be vastly different right now had you ended up losing that fourth game. I mean, there's a huge difference between winning 3 of 4 and winning and just splitting over a 4-game series at home. The fact you were able to come back, get the home run by Brian Dukart, really did say a lot about this team.
Definitely. You know, we got up 1-0, and then it was 1-1, and then it was 2-1, and then they tied it up, and you know, there was a couple moments there where we could have went either way, and we didn't. We stayed positive, we stayed focused, and gave ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, Steve Scott did a heck of a job of pitching through some adversity and you know, had an error and really had a couple opportunities where he could have fallen apart, and he stepped forward as a senior and a leader and kept us in the game and made it happen. And, you know, like I said, Andrew Hernandez was huge as well. You know, he another senior that stepped up and made some huge plays that you know, don't show up on the box score, but made a huge difference in the game. And then, you know, Brian Dukart, that probably one of the biggest at-bats of the year. You know, he got a called strike on him that was a tough one to handle, and you know, really could have kept focused on that and lost the at-bat, but he refocused and took the next pitch and hit it hard, and was fortunate enough to hit it over the wall and you know, got his moment in the sun, which you know, he deserves. He's a great kid and works his butt off, and for him to have that happen to him, that was pretty fitting, and he deserved it. So that was big, and those are moments that kind of, you know, turn your season. Those are pivot points, and hopefully that gives us a little momentum going into this weekend, because it's a big series.
I'll be honest with you, when I was watching on Sunday, you know, sometimes I think of things and then I say, oh, I'm going to have to ask Chris about that during the coaches show. And so I'm getting a little bit off point here, but I'm assuming that if I wonder about it, other people are as well. I would have hated to have been a pitcher this weekend, because I don't know how many times balls were hit up the middle, and I don't know how many times they had to stop the game for a little bit. Your team was hitting the ball so hard. And the reason I bring it up is there has been, you know, you obviously know about the controversy about aluminum bats, you know, particularly at the American Legion level. Just, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's kind of your views on that right now? You know, about some people think maybe we ought to go to wooden bats or what have you. And I don't know. I just think it's a fascinating subject.
Professionally, we'll play with whatever they have us play with.
Absolutely, yeah.
Personally, Ken, I would love to see every level of baseball go to wood. I think it's a much more pure form of the game, and it even sings out a little bit. It separates men from the boys at the plate, but it also you know, takes away those a lot of those tweener hits that, you know, maybe a guy didn't hit the ball real well and he gets fisted, but the ball falls just over the infielder's glove and is a base hit. But I'd love to see everything go to wood, but I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. There's way too many entities and other things involved in it, so I think we're still a ways away from that. But if it came down to a vote, I'd be the first in line to say everybody should go to wood.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you. I mean, you got to play by the rules of the game. I mean, everybody's got to be playing by the same rules and what have you, and I feel that way too. And I'll be honest with you, I just like the sound of a ball off a wooden bat.
Definitely. It's a much more pure form of the game, and that's the way that it was intended to play. And, you know, games would go a lot quicker. You wouldn't see the silly scores that you do, you know, where it's, you know, shoot, what was it? Mesa State and Colorado Christian had a game last week. I think it was like 38-34. It's just something ridiculous like that. And obviously you don't see that. And you know, you really find out who can hit the ball, and you know, pitchers get rewarded for making good pitches and not penalized. And you know, the games would be a lot smoother, and you'd put a lot more emphasis on pitching and defense and not as much on offense.
Yeah, I think we need more pitchers, former pitchers in the rules committee.
Definitely. I am a former pitcher speaking. Let me qualify that. But I know a lot of guys that feel that way, whether they're pitchers or hitters, that, you know, they'd like to see the game go back to wood. And you know, things from the aluminum standpoint, you know, it's not what it intended to be. You know, you look back 20, 25 years ago when they went to aluminum, it was a cost-saving measure, and those bats were supposed to last for a long time. And you know, geez, nowadays bats are, you know, $300-$400 a pop, and most of them don't last the whole year. And you know, you look at it and you say, okay, well, geez, we could spend that much money on wood and probably spend less money when it's all said and done. So, you know, my opinion on that is what it is, and I would like to see us go to wood.
All right, Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. We'll be back with the third segment coming right after this. We'll
see. Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian Grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian Grill?
Who hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian Grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Talking with Chris Brown, head coach of the Montana State Billings men's baseball team, as they get set to take on St. Martin's. Boy, the St. Martin's a good ball club. You know, we saw them come down here. They took three or four from you at a time when you guys were on a real nice roll. When you take a look at that series, obviously some things have gone real well for you since then, particularly the last couple of weeks. What sort of things do you need to do different this time around to kind of turn things around on the road against them?
You know, I don't know if we need to do anything different. We just need to keep doing what we've been doing. And I think that, you know, as hard as that series was to swallow, it maybe was something that was needed for us to kind of wake up and realize that we just can't show up and win a ball game just by being on the field. We got to, you know, do what we're capable of and bring our A game every day. And they came ready to play that weekend, and we didn't. You know, we split that first day, and we kind of were okay with that and figured, okay, hey, this is an anomaly, and then they got lucky to get one, and then they showed up the next day ready to play, and we didn't. So, you know, definitely got a bad taste in our mouth, and you know, hopefully we'll return the favor at their place.
Boy, that's a fine line, isn't it? I mean, I think it's very important to be confident, and I think it's important to have a swagger and all that, but obviously there's that line there. And you guys were probably on a pretty good high at that time, I would think. And you have every right to have been, you know, coming off a couple of very, very impressive series. And certainly, I'm not saying you were overconfident heading into that series. I mean, for one thing, I don't overgeneralize like that because every player is different. But I imagine as a coach, that's something that's kind of an ongoing battle, is whether they're underconfident, overconfident, or just kind of right there.
Yeah, you know, there's throughout the course of the season, there's a lot of opportunities to get too high or too low, and just got to keep an even keel and keep plugging along and know that, you know, it's great that you had a great day yesterday, but it doesn't matter what you did yesterday today, and you just got to keep focused on the task at hand and win every inning, and I think that we kind of got away from that. We started you know, getting away from what had made us successful, and we're trying to do too much instead of just staying within ourselves and playing baseball and then looking up at the end of the game and seeing that we were ahead, and you know, we've gotten back to that since then, and like I said, I think that series was a wake-up call for us and kind of made us realize that, hey, we need to show up and play every day and be ready to go and get your mind in the right position, and I think that you know, that series has provided us with some motivation since then and definitely provided us with some motivation going into this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big 3 weeks for you. Of course, you got Bemidji State, you know, kind of separating there, some non-conference games, but at the same time, you know, St. Martin's and Western Oregon, two teams that, you know, have been kind of your bugaboo this year. I mean, it's hard to believe. I was talking to Tony Stone the other day, and I says, I can't believe it's here, you know, coming to the end of the regular season. But this is a very important time for you.
Definitely, and, you know, it's the other thing that gets lost in that is it's crunch time academically for these guys. They got finals this week and next, and you know, it takes a lot to stay balanced with that and get all your schoolwork done, but also, you know, stay focused on your athletic aspirations. And you know, it's going to come down to it. And, you know, we're sitting in second right now, and Western's in first and St. Martin's in third. And we've got a chance to, you know, not only distance ourselves from St. Martin's, but gain a little ground on Western. And that's what you want. You know, you're coming down to it, and you can't be the best unless you beat the best. And, you know, you look up and down our conference, and there's a lot of parity in the conference. And I think that's held true from year to year. And, you know, you look at it, and you know, one team's beating the other, but then the other team's beating the team that beat them. And it all shakes out in the end. But we can only control what we're doing that day and who we're playing. And going into this weekend, you know, we've got to have a culmination of all of our efforts from the season, you know, come to the forefront this weekend and put it all together and start playing our best baseball on a consistent basis. And that's what it's going to take to do what we want to do, and that's win the conference.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show with Chris Grant Brown. Best of luck to you next weekend. Looking forward to you getting back at home for the next couple of weeks.
Me too, Ken. It'll be nice to finally get off the road and have the last two weekends be at home.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show. Thanks, everyone. We'll be talking with Chris again next week.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.